Yeah, it's a 60 watt. If it's running just a pair of 6L6s, it's 50 or 60 watt. You can, in most cases, a pair of 6L6s and an amplifier, you run it around 50 watt. But if you up the, you can, that's them running at their rated, value, but you can up the plate voltage a little bit and pull a few more watts out without messing them up. So I figured that's what the 600 stands for. It must mean 60 watt. So they got a pair of 6L6s running at 60 watt, push-pull, class AB, they call it class AB. One of the little tubes should be an inverter tube. You're going to have three 12AX7s, if I guess it right, unless it has a reverb on it. If it has a reverb tank in it, though, well, then you're going to have two 12AX7s for preamp, one tube for the reverb, and one tube for the inverter. You got to have an inverter tube every time you run a pair of output tubes. If you run an AB, class AB push-pull, then you have an inverter tube. One plate in the tube feeds one output tube, the positive rail, and the other plate in the tube feeds the other tube, the negative rail, and you get the push-pull there. But, alright, I'm going to have a look at this amplifier.
Yeah, right on. I was just looking at the back of that other one that I'm thinking about, the other Marshall with the tube. It's got G12 gold celestium. That's a good color. That'll handle 100 watts for sure.